So, hello.
Hello.
We're actually coming out of your speaker holes now.
That's real.
Welcome to Danger Zone, the podcast for studentbirmingham.com. My name is Danny Smith, Danny Maverick Smith, and I am joined by Philip Goose Barber.
I knew I was going to be Goose.
You got to be Goose.
I was always going to be Goose.
So, yeah, this podcast is for studentbirmingham.com. If you're listening to it, you probably already know the website because you're getting it from it now, so that's a bit superfluous.
If
you do want to get in touch with us, I'm going to just turn this down a little bit because it's a bit drowny outy. If you do want to get in touch with us, then it is livelearnbutEham@gmail.com.
Nice.
So, yes, I am Danny Smith, formerly of the show Technical Difficulties.
The artist formerly known as Prince. That's me.
We are ex-students. We met while we were students, didn't we?
We did briefly because we weren't in much. We crossed paths.
And we will be bringing you all sorts of, nonsense, really.
Yeah.
Trying to connect you to Birmingham.
That's what we
could do. Could that be our tagline? Trying to connect you to Birmingham.
No, it sounds like we travel West Midlands or something.
Yeah, that does count. It's kind of lame. We are a little bit unsure about the name of the show.
Yeah.
We were a bit desperate for names and
suggestions.
Yeah. If you want to get in contact with us, our Twitter account is @DangerZonePod. And of course the email address is livelearnbeham@gmail.com. So how was your weekend, Philly?
It was fabulous.
You were at Crufts?
By some strange, number of events, I was at Crufts.
Have a word.
It was a strange thing, this Crufts thing.
Why did you go to Crufts?
Well,
Do you like the little doggies?
Doggies. I bought it for my parents for Christmas.
You bought Crufts for your...
I bought Crufts. This is the power I have.
You bought all of Crufts?
You can have Crufts. So I bought them tickets to Crufts.
You have to pay to get into Crufts?
You have to pay to get into this
I would have thought they'd be dragging people off the street. We'll make you a cup of tea, just applaud these dogs.
There are swathes of conservative voting middle classes queuing up to get in that place. And my girlfriend saw me buying tickets and whinged so much that she wanted to be there.
No.
That I had to buy tickets so that we could partake. That was just how it had to go, so... Yeah, we went to Crufts and it was a very, very strange experience.
I can't believe you went to Crufts. Was it any good?
It was like being inside an Armando Iannucci parody. I couldn't believe anyone wasn't acting.
Was you entertained enough to...
I was entertained by the dogs. There's some big dogs out there. But all the sort of heel to music, where they dance in inverted commas to music, that was pretty strange and pretty special.
Oh God, sounds terrible.
Yeah, there was some trouble.
Was there a bar?
There's no bar. There's no bar.
Oh God.
There's no bar.
Was there anyone selling drugs? I couldn't do it sober. I couldn't do it straight. There's no way I could watch dogs straight.
I don't think a lot of them were watching dogs straight. There were a lot of waistcoats.
What's wrong with a waistcoat, can I just ask?
Well, it's not like your waistcoat. There are a lot of dog waistcoats.
Oh, right, okay. Dressing dogs? I don't feel comfortable with people that dress dogs. I wouldn't trust them with kids. Because if they're going to force their own taste on dogs, I mean, what are they going to do to the kids? That's what I ask you now.
It's a pertinent question.
We're going to leave it.
Let's leave that one there. What did you do with your weekend?
I prepared for this podcast.
Did you?
I did, I've been a bit busy recently. Started blogging on Student Birmingham this week, so I've been doing lots of work for that. And then on Sunday we travelled through the post-apocalyptic background that is Digbeth during St. Paddy's Day.
Apocalypse Now.
It's a bit sketchy, folks. If you're going to go out there, don't.
If you're planning a trip out there, just don't.
If you want to fight someone or have sex with a very drunk person, then maybe it's worth a shout, but I can't guarantee one or the other.
You're making that sound 8 times more appealing than it actually is. It's horrific out there. Absolutely horrific.
We are, of course, in rhubarbradio.com, recording our podcast. It is going out live to all the live people. Thank you for bearing with us. We know we were a little bit late, but... I just have got to learn how to use these controls again. Buttons and switches just being pressed, mashed with my big... fumbling hands.
They never mix well with dyslexia, do they? Those buttons and switches.
I'm still confused by half of these. But let's see if I can go into the first track. Right, our tracks, because we don't have a PRS license, our tracks are all from local bands that have volunteered their music to Brumcast. Now, do you know about Little Chris?
I know nothing. Inform me.
Are you just being the foil, or do you genuinely not know?
No, I'm a blank canvas.
That's getting annoying.
You can never have too much, but we're proving that you can.
Little Chris does Brumcast on a Monday night. He's the closest that we have to a John Peel. I describe him as a Brummy John Peel, and that is not... I don't do that comparison lightly. Nice. He plays a massive, eclectic, like, anything music, and he really genuinely loves it. And he's got that fumbling charm.
I'm impressed by him already.
He's really good. I urge you, brumcast.pod, I think it is. You can just Google Brumcast and you'll come across it. Or tune in at 8 o'clock on a Monday night.
Okay.
So he's supplied some tracks for us to play during our show, the first one being Circus Town Crawl. So that was Crawl by Circus Town. They are a local band, so if you want to get in, find out what they're doing, I know they're touring pretty soon, so it'll probably... The best place to go would be MySpace.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
And if you don't know how to search for a band on MySpace, then what are you doing downloading?
Yeah, now, who did this for you? Ask them. Ask a responsible parent.
Yeah, ask a grown-up, because we really... No, seriously, it is probably / Circus Town. I'd guess, I'm guessing. at that point. But do tune in to Brumcast 8 o'clock on rhubarbradio.com. Little Chris, he is the Birmingham John Peel. I will assert that. And every time I see him, I want to give him a big cuddle.
You've gone out there with that. That's, you know, that's
big. I'm gonna stand up to that.
to stand by that.
We're going to have a series of different items.
Why not?
And why not? Why shouldn't we?
Yeah.
The first one we're going to introduce is Dire Watch. I'm sure, like me, you're a massive fan of the actor Danny Dyer.
Huge, the respected thespian.
I really don't want this to be too ironic because I do like him. He has a certain savant charm.
Yeah, well, but let's clear up though first that he's never acted in his life.
No,
people just give him stuff and say, "Read this." And
yeah,
he reads it, and they film him while he reads it.
Yeah,
and then put him in films.
But I do like him. This isn't. I'm not having a pop at the geezer.
Right.
But this actually segues in what I'm about to play. Somebody did have a pop at him, and it was Mark Kermode.
Right.
You know, the film critic.
Yeah, no, I like Mark Kermode.
He obviously had an opinion on Danny Dyer, and somebody said to Danny Dyer, "Oh, Mark Kermode said this about you." Now, it's clear from this clip that Danny Dyer doesn't have the clearest Scooby-Doo who Mark Kermode is.
That's very
But he reacts Dyer. Anyway. Now, I've beeped out the swearing, of which there was a lot.
Yeah.
So this is going to be Danny Dyer answering his critics.
No, the geezer is, to be fair, but he's obviously, you know what, I think that there are people that have got a serious problem with me, right? But you know what, I get a lot of love in this country. I get a lot of love from men, which is quite a rare thing. This geezer clearly had a man, who's obviously some two-bomb wrong'un, right, who's a foul actor, Mark Kermode. I mean, Mark Kermit. You've got to turn it in, sunshine, you know what I mean? You know, respect your own. You know, I'm not claiming to be Laurence Olivier, you know what I mean? I'm just not going to pound no. But why you think I talk like that, I don't know. But if I come across you, I'll put saying, right across your f***ing hand. I'm glad we cleared that up.
It is...
Oh, yes. Damn, so he's told
gonna,
him.
He's going to put something right across your canister. I'm sure he makes that up. He's got to have made... I love the bit. He doesn't know that Mark Kermode is a film critic. He calls him... He describes him as an actor at one point.
Just as a random guess at who the latest person giving him abuse might be. Well done, Danny.
A lot of people like me. A lot of men. I like the fact that he acknowledges his massive gay fan base.
It's like he's trying to discount Mark Kermode. A lot of men like me. But Mark Kermode doesn't speak for men outright. A lot of men like me.
Have you spotted Danny Dyer in the news? Have you spotted any funny Danny Dyer clips? I mean, they all are.
All of them are.
Or if you want to get in contact with us in general, the email address is livelearnbham@gmail.com.
Yeah, if we could have like Danny Dyer sightings, like in Heat.
Yeah. You
know, if we could just hear about Danny Dyer out and about, it would put our minds at rest.
Yeah, we just want to know where he is, basically. Just bless him.
Danny, if you're listening, call us. Just call us back.
Ring your mum, please.
Ring home. Oh, Danny Dyer.
We like Danny Dyer. So that was one item.
How well did that go?
I like the fact we had an item. I'm just going to put a big tick.
Yeah, tick. Tick that off. Big mental
tick. Should we have another item?
Hit me with another item.
Do you know what we're missing?
Professionalism.
Professionalism in the form of...
Go on.
Idents and introductions. We will be getting idents and introductions to our items.
Yes, we will.
And also, you know how most professional radio stations would like you to make their idents for them?
Yeah, submit them, yeah. A lot of radio stations do that. They get you to do the donkey work. It's a cliche, a radio cliche.
So we are going to offer exactly the opposite. If you've got any... If you've got any circumstances in your life in which you need...
An ident.
Yeah, we will make and write and perform it for you.
Yeah.
The email address, of course, is livelearnbham@gmail.com. And I'm getting used to saying that.
Yeah, and you're getting good at it. I think events such as my girlfriend's totally calling, but I can't be bothered to pick up. That's an event that could use an ident.
Or if you've actually got some creative thing going on that you might actually need an ident for,
then... If you're a real creative person.
Or if not, just, you know,
waiting for the bus. That could even our dent.
Leaving the house with an optimistic yet melancholy edge to your mood.
Yeah, that needs an ident. If anything needs an ident, that needs an ident.
So yeah. Imagine there's a swanky ident for the next item. Mm. Shall I sing one?
Yeah.
Next item.
That was outstanding.
You're listening to the next item on Danger Zone. It's the Danger Zone podcast for studentbirmingham.com. Recording it in the Custard Factory, rhubarbradio.com. Give it a check out, please. The next item is...
Go on, then. Go on, then.
No, the next item is Student of the Week. We want examples of your studenthood.
Yes.
If you're a student and you're particularly proud of something you've done today or any day in the week, get in contact with us and you may be Student of the
Week.
Could be.
You could have that sort of prestigious award of being Student of the Week. We've got a Student of the Week this
week. Okay, so, Phil, what is the Student of the Week this week?
Okay, our Student of the Week is Ian from Gloucester Green. We're going to withhold his actual university because it might get him in some trouble. He studies graphics, which I believe graphics has been a stronghold of the of the university circuit for hundreds of years.
Graphics.
It's one of those proper degrees, isn't it, graphics?
Graphics.
You know, in the 1900s, kids would pass various tests at school and get to go to Oxford early to study graphics.
Graphics. I don't even know what it is. How is that different? Anyway.
Anyway. So Ian has written to us, and I shall do my best to read what Ian wrote to us. I'll try and... I'll interpret it now for you. So, Ian writes, "So, I have like 3 hours of lectures, like every week. And that's all on a Wednesday, and I'm always like, whoa, crazy. Wednesdays are crazy. So I woke up and I'm like, whoa, it's Wednesday. So I totally got out of bed and I'm like, crazy hungry. I ate like 4 bowls of Cocoa Pops, well crazy. And after that I'm all like, I'm not going in. So I totally like missed all my lectures that week. Crazy.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them
Go
well
on.
And let them
oh, yes.
lead the way. Show them
Ian,
all
you
the
are
beauty
our future.
They possess inside.
Proud of you, Ian.
We're all proud of you. Birmingham's proud of you.
See, Student of the Week for you there, guys.
Student of the Week, thank
you. Closing jingle.
Applause.
Applause.
Slow
atmosphere. We are about halfway through.
Brilliant.
That's easy.
This
I like this.
Easy.
This is easy. And we're making it sound so professional. That's what I really like about it.
It's as if two random males from Birmingham could just pull this off. It's almost as if that could happen.
Shall we have another song?
Yes, please.
Okay, the next song is also from Little Chris. They're also a band from Birmingham. They're called Rogue State.
Mm.
The track is Light, and I think it's kind of got a U2 edge, but without a knob as a front man.
I'll give you some feedback on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that
Come does. On, that is a funny gag.
It's a gag. Come on, hit me with the tune so I can judge.
So this is
Bono.
This is Rogue State. If I'm not editing the name of the track.
For all those days
So that was Rogue State.
Yeah, I like that.
Lights. It was a little bit Coldplay for my taste.
Was it?
Yeah, a little bit too Coldplay.
Is Coldplay a thing now?
Yeah.
Can you say something too Coldplay-y?
Yeah. I've adverbed that now.
Fine, do it. I'm good with it.
But I like the U2-iness of it.
I'm fine with the U2-iness of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a little bit of Bono in there.
There's a bit of Bono.
A bit of Bono.
Not the knobbiness, but the actual Bono is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sinking. Yeah.
So that is Rogue State. They are a local band. Again, find them on MySpace using your own brains.
Yeah.
Or you can tune in to Little Chris for his Bromcast.
If you really need him to hold your hand, he'll do it for you.
Bromcast is on at 8 o'clock on rhubarbradio.com, or you can download the podcast at some place. I was distracted, but I was so my phone just went all weird and I got distracted by it and it completely derailed my train of thought. It's bromcast.pod, I think it is, .com.
Yeah.
But yeah, Google it, you'll find it.
Google it, you'll find it. And I bet you can watch them live at like the Flapper and Firkin, for instance.
Oh, I have absolutely no doubt that you can do that.
Good. I'd like to do that. Maybe we'll go and catch them sometime.
Yeah. So the next item.
Oh,
next item. I'm bursting full of items.
I've prolific.
I've got so many items. My head hurts.
Oh, yeah.
It's not stress. It's full of items.
I'm just prolific when it comes to items.
We are going to do tweet in a week.
The week in a tweet.
The week in a tweet.
But it is a tweet that happens to be in a week.
Yes. Well, they all are.
Yes. But so the theme is that we sum up the week's news in one tweet.
Which is, if you don't know, a tweet is a messaging service where you have to write in 140 characters.
Yes.
So we're going to sum up the week's news each with 140 characters.
Mm.
I'm going to let you go first, Phil.
All right. Okay. Here we go. This is this is the week in a tweet. Rooney scored again. Brown missed again. Bikers ride Wooden Bassett as Schumacher rides again. Georgia won't get fooled again. Thank you. Cheers.
I like the refrain.
You like that?
Is that exactly 140 characters as well?
I don't know. I haven't. Shall I do a little word count? I could word count it, couldn't I? I didn't realise I had to get up to the word count.
No. Well, I thought it'd be nice to...
Characters... 126, so I'm quite close.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
I've got another confession to make.
Go on.
I didn't do it.
Thanks.
I got someone else to do mine.
Oh, did you?
I've only got a whole show to produce.
Part of your team of writers.
Yes.
Out the back.
No, this is a guy called John Bands who does the show The Big Pause on a Saturday morning, 8 till 10.
Okay.
If you like new music that isn't bound by the geography of Birmingham and just new music in general, these are the guys to go to. Really good show.
Wonderful.
And I heartily recommend it.
I can't start learning this evening.
Okay.
I'm just full of learning.
If you go to rhubarbradio.com, there's a load of good shows on there, but I do recommend Brumcast in particular.
Wonderful.
And The Big Pause. Right, so this is John's Week in a Tweet for me.
Okay.
Okay. Film won prizes. Pop singer made video, 9 minutes long. Pie Day. Corey Feldman didn't die. Beckham wore a scarf. Still no idea who Clegg is.
Hey!
It encapsulated a lot there.
He didn't have some sort of repetition like I did, though, did he?
No, but I think that he managed to grab the news a bit better than you did.
He definitely captured more than just a Saturday evening or Sunday evening, as I may have.
So the pop singer made video, I'm presuming that's the Lady Gaga one.
Yeah, have you seen that?
No, I don't.
It's a strange piece of video.
Really?
Really, Gaga?
And there's that Corey Feldman didn't die, so that was Corey Haim that did die.
Right.
Was it? Do you know about him?
I have no idea.
It was the little one in Lost Boys.
Gets
in the bath.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dead. Yeah,
that was early as well, wasn't it? Was he only born in 1970?
He was 38, 39. He was, you know, it's not like everybody's raised their eyebrows in shock.
Right.
But the funny thing is, a lot of people confused him with Corey Feldman, the other one of the Brat Pack. So, lots of, like, no, I bet Corey Feldman's walking into shops and stuff now, and they're going, weren't you? Aren't you? Haven't you? Mind you, probably got that before, let's be honest.
Yeah, there's no career, is there, for these people once they're famous?
I don't get the Beckham wore a scarf.
Did Beckham wear a scarf? David
Beckham. Oh, that'd be the
he wore the Man United scarf.
He wore the protest scarf. They're going back to the colours before it was Man United, weren't it?
Yeah. So yeah, Manchester United fans, as a protest against their current owners, have taken to wearing yellow and green.
Yeah. Norwich's colours.
And the original Manchester United colours, as it goes.
Speaking of the drunk apocalypse going on outside,
apocalypse is getting ever closer.
We have got a bunch of pilling zombies banging the windows and one in our brains by the looks of it. They're being escorted out by the security as we speak, so if you hear anything in the background, it's not my awful producing.
It's just the end of the world as we know it.
Next. Another thing that I wanted to mention was it is Pie Day today.
It's Pie Day today?
Pie Day.
I haven't had a pie. I haven't much thought about pie.
Pie is the number that expresses the ratio between a diameter and a circumference of a circle.
Right.
It's 3.1426, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But if you do the date in an American way, it's 314.
Right.
So it's proclaimed National Pi Day, where you celebrate maths and presumably working out the area of a circle.
All right. Fine. Good. I'm glad somebody thought to give that a day.
No, I'm glad. Because there's not enough things going on this weekend.
Yeah. Fill the news up, will you?
We haven't got a PRS license, so
no.
The music that you listen to has to be pod safe or Creative Commons, or be given to us by the artists themselves.
Mm.
Obviously, except for Kenny Loggins.
except for Kenny, who we know personally.
And we could get in trouble for playing any music that we don't have a license for.
Mm.
But we're going to anyway.
So
we're going to make sure that it's music that's worth getting in trouble for. So my track I think is worth getting in trouble for this week is Cannonball by Breeder.
Fantastic.
Do you like this track?
I hope so.
Okay, so I'm going to play it.
I hope it's worth our court appearance.
I'm going to play it now using my skill. Thank you. So that was partway through Breeder Cannonball. Our time is up.
Oh, my word.
How quick was that?
Time flies when you are having fun.
When you're really bad at I've had the good time.
I have had the best of times.
And let's face it, folks, we're only going to get better.
Things can only get better.
So download us next week.
Yes,
same bat time, same bat channel. If you want to get in contact with us in the meantime, it is livelearnbham, all one word, @gmail.com.
Yes.
Please send in your sightings of Danny Dyer for us, please.
Please.
Mention any reverse jingles, any jingles you want us to make for
We'll
make you a jingle. Student of the Week, nominations for Student of the Week. You don't have to nominate yourself. You can nominate someone else, of course.
Nominate somebody else.
And any other detritus that you want to send us, because I am sure you have opinions about what we said.
And in a way, we can only win. Because if you liked it, you're going to come back next week. And if you didn't like it, then send us some information, right? And we'll make it better next
week. We'll make it better.
And then
help us help you.
Yes.
We're off to fight the zombie hordes of pilled up monsters. again, being wrestled out because of Virtue.
Here comes our protection.
Do tune into rhubarbradio.com for the other shows. Or we're talking about Bromcaster, 8 o'clock on a Monday. And I'm distracted by the man. Bromcaster on a Monday, 8 o'clock at night, and 8 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday for the big pause. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
That email again, livelearnbham@gmail.com. We're going to say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.